Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the first letter of St. John, the 5th chapter, the 4th verse. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. This morning I would like to use a visual image or parable that was often used by Dr. Walther during the Easter season. I'd like for you in your mind to picture a battlefield back in the days of the Middle Ages. And a battle has been waged, and now an enemy lies in ruins, and there are bodies scattered on this battlefield, people wounded and some dead. And the victorious army with its champion commander is now walking off of that battlefield, confident of the victory that they have just won. And it's because of this tremendous commander, this general, who is so wise and so courageous and so capable of waging war that this battle has now been won. It is clearly the commands that he has given and the things that he himself has personally done in this struggle that have brought the victory to his side. It's given inspiration to his soldiers to fight, and it's also his wisdom that has put down even the best attacks of the enemy. And as he and his triumphant army and the members of that army now walk off of that battlefield, they step over the bodies of their enemies. There are smoldering ruins all around them, and they can hear the moans and the cries of their defeated enemy soldiers, and they are now victorious as they leave the battlefield. This is quite a picture to put to our minds of what Christ has done for us in this Easter season. Christ, our great general and commander, has gone and conquered death itself for us, has conquered the powers of hell, has waged war against them and come out victorious. And anything that stands in opposition to him or to God lies now in ruins at his feet. What a powerful picture of the resurrection from the grave. Many artists have tried to depict Christ rising from the grave in this triumphant way with a victorious flag in his hand, stepping on top of death itself and off on top of the demons themselves. And Christ now has made you and me a part of his victorious army through the waters of baptism, through the gift of faith. He has connected us to that great victory. And we now get to benefit from the spoils of this war. They now belong to us. And he now leads us off of that battlefield as we look forward to the great march through the triumphal arch of victory and the gates of heaven to the wonderful feast that he has already commanded to have laid out and spread before us. What a picture for us. John says in our text, "This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Just think what that means, that we're connected to that victory. It's not just some nice story that happened years ago to this prophet in Israel. This is something that brings you and me a benefit in our lives and especially in our futures. But now as we walk off of that battlefield victorious with our Lord Jesus, as we are stepping over the bodies of the devil and the demons and the unbelieving world, we must be careful, because some of those enemy combatants who lie wounded are still close enough to their weapons, and as we step over them and walk through them, they try to slash out at us, and they try to harm us, and their goal is to still kill us so that we don't get to really benefit ultimately from that victory and the celebration that's coming. We show and demonstrate that we belong to the victorious commander. We demonstrate that we live our lives under the flag of Christ and his victorious kingdom when we fight back in these little skirmishes that come up as we're walking off that victorious battlefield, when we resist temptation and fight and struggle against it. Listen to what Luther says in commenting on this text. This striving against the devil and these little skirmishes that come up again, this is a sure sign of a true Christian, he says. There is no one who is called born of God who still remains in the old dead worldly ways and follows the devil's favor, lying and living in sins. Rather, the Christian resists the devil and his whole kingdom. This is the way that we demonstrate the flag that we're living under. When we fight against the challenges and temptations of the sinful world and of our sinful flesh, there are times when we're wounded in that fight. There's times when we even fall down, but we get back up through repentance and faith in our Lord. Sometimes we can feel pretty overwhelmed by this culture that we live in and by this world that we live in as Christians. We feel kind of overwhelmed by its unbelief, by its aggressive nature that just seems to get more and more pervasive in our society to push against Christ and against the things of his kingdom, to make us feel small, to make us feel like what we believe in is so insignificant and meaningless and out of step with the way this world is. And many Christians today find themselves feeling powerless against this world. We can feel so insignificant, so weak, such a minority. But we need to always remember the one who leads us in battle. This is our victorious Lord Jesus, the very Son of God himself. And the reason our faith in this world is so powerful is not because of our faith, but it's because it's connected to him. And it's connected to his supremacy over any power that there is in the world or in hell itself. Members of Christ's army don't really look like very much in this world. And yet the Lord tells us that by faith they have power and victory over sin, death, the grave, the devil, all demons, all the unbelief of the world. St. Paul, to paraphrase him, says about this army, they look like they have nothing, and yet they possess all things. Just think about how Jesus looked in the world and how he looked to the world. He looked like he had nothing. He looked like he was the most insignificant, meaningless little teacher that there could ever be. And yet the Lord tells us that God placed all things under his feet. He has dominion over all principalities and powers. And even now he holds the keys to death and Hades. All authority has been given unto him in heaven and on earth. And you and I belong to him. That's the triumphant Lord that is our commander and our leader in this war. And so whoever has been born of God by the gift of faith has God the Holy Spirit now living in his or her heart and is more powerful than any of the garbage that this world can throw at us, is more powerful than any little slashing skirmish that can come up in this world. And the reason we have such triumphant power is not because of us, but it's because of our commander. He is now in us by his word. Sometimes we maybe don't really realize and understand what a tremendous blessing this gift of faith in Christ truly is and the victorious power that it contains. One with Christ is always the majority. That's a great statement that many theologians have used through the years. One with Christ is always the majority, even when you don't feel like it in the world. Even when you feel like the world is pressing in on you and crushing you for your faith, one with Christ is always the majority. If God is for us, who can be against us? And so as we walk through the ruins of this battlefield in this world and in your life, let us walk carefully, but let us also walk confidently as we head to the victory feast. Amen. Please rise. I ask you to please turn to page 170 in the front part of your hymn book, page 170. We will use there the prayer for Friday morning. Abba, my dear Father, help me this morning and always that I may worship you in spirit and truth and desire nothing but that which is in accord with your will. Enlighten me with your Holy Spirit, and cleanse my conscience from all dead works, that today and evermore I may serve you in faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, and in love to him. For you have given and bestowed upon me your beloved Son, who is made to me wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Grant also that I may not resist your grace and turn your great gift from me, but that I may receive your Son in my heart and not live to myself, but to him who was delivered for my sins and was raised again for my justification. Lord, this shall be my glory and my joy, to draw from you as the true fountain for grace, strength and blessing unto every good work. Do not leave me nor forsake me. Amen.